Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride. You've already paid. What's wrong?
You're real singy because of this Eurovision thing, and it's just loud. And I already had a migraine this morning, so I had to take a Sudafed, and you just re-triggered it.
I'm in love with the fairy tale.
You're overstimulated.
I have gotta Eurovision crazy.
You need to get fucked real, like, but not one man can do it. You need a team. You like on Eurovision. You need a country to fuck you. The whole country.
Allons enfants de la patrie.
No, not that nice shit. Moldova, we're looking at you. Just beating down.
This is toe.
It's toe.
What I was saying is, it's like rain on your wedding day when your sister doesn't come.
What a fucking just asshole.
You know,
I hate her.
You know, it was kind of fitting that we didn't even see her the rest of the...
No, it was great.
We
don't know her, as Miss Carey says. I don't know her.
And I think it was interesting that the production didn't even really try to involve her.
No.
So you imagined how she probably was.
I bet she was terrible.
Awful. They didn't want to.
Yeah.
But y'all, this is Toe, Season 4, Episode 15, Where There Is Love.
There is life.
There is life.
Where there is love, there is life.
Where there is Eurovision, there is life. And yes, I am losing my brain.
You are.
Now, sadly, those of you who are expecting me to talk about the Eurovision final in this episode.
He got very confused.
You're going to go
today.
Cry in your beer or whatever you're drinking or your vodka soda.
Or your water.
We're
whatever.
Recording this on Wednesday of this week. So it's
earlier.
Only been the first semifinal episode, which I have watched and which I thoroughly enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying whatever I say now
you're
won't matter.
You're so nervous because you kept confusing yourself. You're afraid you're going to say the wrong thing. So, Poodle, when are you going to be talking about Eurovision and the finale of it?
Thank you. We will be wrapping up Eurovision because I will not be doing it on this episode. I'll be talking a little bit about it. I'll be doing my final wrap-up on our Below Deck episode that will air on Tuesday.
Good job.
Don't you patronize
No,
me.
I'm not patronizing. You got it.
So
Mostly because that'll be a time for you to watch the finale. You've seen it. The winning country has celebrated, and Ireland's still crying.
Yes. And we're going to do it on Tuesday also because you're going to Cabo this weekend, so you won't be around.
I'm taking a little bit of a weekend off.
A weekend off, yeah.
Y'all, I predicted...
Maybe Mexico could fuck you into submission, calm you down.
I predicted it. Ireland submitted a saltine cracker again this year.
You did predict it.
Woo!
You don't
it's
like
not
it.
Not good. I also need to say... There will be, if you go to our Instagram, you will see me detailing, you can go that, it was up on earlier this week.
Yes, you'll see Poodle being excited about Eurovision, and you'll see me being very confused.
And then you'll see me, there's a posting of me on Thursday talking about the Act 2 semifinal, or probably, yes. It probably will be on Friday. And then I'll be talking about the whole thing. So you go to our Instagram for more updates if you miss them. And the TikTok. And then listen, if you don't normally listen to our Below Deck episode, I will be talking about my complete Eurovision wrap-up.
Yes.
Of who won, who looked terrible, and what I thought of Hannah Waddington going bare-breasted with Alan Carr going, ooh, and staring
at her. That actually sounds like that would happen. It's not far-fetched. So Alan Carr's in it too?
No, I'm just making up shit.
It's Graham Norton's in
it. Hannah Waddington. Graham Norton's doing the finale.
And Hannah Waddington's in it.
Hannah Waddington's one of the hosts.
Yeah, because she's on Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be...
I'm actually tired because of the talking about Eurovision for a while.
You're going to be... Hopefully you can watch it when you're in Cabo. What if it's not available? What if the internet's not working? You'll have to call Kenny and Armando. Maybe you can watch. Don't they live by Cobb? I don't know where they live.
It's not just one big country.
No,
Mexico. But
I mean, it's on that same kind of
I'm
coast.
Like, Armando, can I come over and watch Eurovision? Y'all, Kenny's like, sure, come
sure.
on.
Sure. Kenny would love it. Armando would. I don't know if Armando.
He'd probably
I
be
bet
painting.
Kenny gets into it.
Y'all,
we love them.
Y'all, some highlights already are Finland, Croatia doing cuckoo magoo shit. I've already loved what I've seen. I can't wait. Those of you who are already saying, well, I already know what happened. We recorded this a little earlier.
Yeah,
so. But I'm very excited. See, the semifinal was really great.
B90 trailer. It's out, y'all. Gino and Jasmine are back.
Jasmine, I'm going to need you to calm down.
Gino, I don't want to calm down. I hate you, Gino.
Jasmine,
I love you, Gino. I can't wait.
They're
all new people,
except for Gino and Jasmine. Yes,
except for Gino and Jasmine. Yep. We've got this cast. It doesn't show in the trailer, but if you read the cast, we've got a trans person.
Yeah,
we've got a lesbian couple. So we're gonna get y'all. We ain't ending with Chris and Jamie. We continuing on the lesbian drama train.
Yep.
We got
there's a hearing impaired person.
Hearing impaired person. It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
We've got it. We called him Frankie too.
Yes.
So there's
and
somebody
there's
clearly
Tariq and Hazel. The sequel.
Yes, a Tarzel.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it looks like there's already Frankie 2, it looks like is a Yolanda inspired catfish where they already found the woman's escort page.
Yeah, they did. Find her escort page. William,
I do love a good catfish.
I do love it. We haven't really had one in a while, good one that's so obvious.
We didn't think mahogany was real. Remember when mahogany was real?
We did not. I can't believe that they're still together.
It's all for clout.
It's all terrible.
And then when they went to her apartment, and there were bunk beds.
And there were bunk beds, yes.
That was such a weird story.
B90 gets weird, y'all. B90 gets weird.
It's my favorite.
It's a great time to jump in to 90 Day. We recommend that you watch. Also, speaking of watching, Selling Sunset Season 6.
Yeah,
this week
it drops May 18th. On Netflix it drops the
17th. Our episodes drop 24 hours later. We'll be dropping all the episodes that they drop, so that's going to be this week. We're very excited.
1 through 10. There'll probably be a reunion the following week, I believe.
Yeah, it's
with 10 France. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Hopefully. I got to say, next year, I think we could still go in May, but we probably won't. We won't have time, but maybe we could. I think we need to go to a Renaissance fair. Have you ever been to one? I've never been.
I dated a lot of people who worked there.
Well, I've never been. I think we should go. Maybe we could film some stuff, but guess what? Someone went to the Renaissance fair and they said, oh, look at the map. They have a maypole at the Renaissance fair. We could go in May and go do the maypole. That's worth going for
How about I let you go because I'm going to see too many exes?
Well, that's true.
I love a man in druid robes.
Ooh, I think I do too.
Yeah. It's a real problem.
I should go.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
He had me at Settlers of Catan.
Y'all, thank you for joining us for the Drag Defense Fund. The moment, it was very long. They raised over $500,000. They raised over $500,000.
Yeah.
That's
good for
incredible.
Them.
Moment themselves or the company themselves donated $200,000. So,
and y'all, our April Bicurious is on. I'm pretty sure it was Indian Matchmaking that was chosen at this point of this broadcast that you're hearing now.
It's much in the lead.
It has been in the lead.
Yes.
And Seema Auntie is back, and she is reading everyone as normal.
I'm excited to watch.
And telling everyone they're picky.
We'll let you know later in advance what episode we are watching.
As one sissy put it, and I said, I'm stealing this. I need you to cover this because I have a feeling there's closetry afoot.
Oh, closetry. We don't know what episode we'll do, but
we're going to see if there's some boys trying to stay in that closet.
Boy.
Yeah. We're on the case.
We're
Let's
on the case.
Let's just say that. I think that's it.
That's it. Ultimatum Queer Love.
Ultimatum Queer Love 524.
Yep.
Y'all, if you've been finding something to scratch your Love is Blind itch.
It's ready.
It's going to be ready for
it's
you.
It's going to be ready.
Yeah.
So we're going to do on part one for this episode, we're going to talk about this finale, this final episode. And then on part two, we will cover Tell All Part One.
Yes.
So, and then we're going to remind you again that then for 2 weeks, someone said they're going to do two-hour tell-alls. I don't know if I want to watch all this. And I went, you couldn't tear my eyes away.
I watched
with this
20
cast.
Minutes of this one, and I need
couldn't
to.
Couldn't tear my eyes away.
Yeah.
I can't
Question.
Wait to talk about the outfits.
So technically, the season is over.
See?
It's all over but the tell-alls and the crying.
Yep.
What'd you think? What's your verdict?
I really liked it. I think I still say this is probably one of the strongest seasons of Toe that we've had.
Totally agree. And I never say that. I hate everyone by the end.
Do hate everyone by the end. But I think, if I think about it, I don't know. I'd have to look. This might be my favorite Toe season.
Did I like everyone? Absolutely not.
We're not supposed to, though.
Were there compelling stories that were complicated? And were there stories of that made me see the world and these people and love and relationships in different ways? Most certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After seeing the tell-all, well, whatever, I've already brought it up. Who do you think is going to be on 90 Day Fiancé of this cast?
Not Gabe and Isabel. I think they're going to stay there. Because of her kids and her family.
They already got married.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Nicole and Miss Mood can really be on 90 Day Fiancé because they're actually married.
Oh, I was going to say them, but I don't know if they're... Yeah, because they're going to
They might on be on Happily Ever After.
They're going to do a spousal visa. But yeah, but I think they'll be... I think they could be on Happily Ever After, y'all. They're going to see Miss Mood react to America.
Oh, yo, Miss Mood was flicking her licorice wrists around.
Yes,
ooh,
she
had a right fit. She was just on the ceiling.
Woo, what a feeling.
She was just calling out Miss God and everybody. I will need to say, I'm going to take a victory lap on Nicole about one thing she said on the tell-all.
Okay.
And I want to know how you feel about it.
All right, then.
I'm taking a victory lap.
Yeah, because you never do that. So let's talk about this. Let's jump in. Gabe and Isabel. This was very moving to me, this wedding. Just to see the families there, to see the how happy Isabel's parents were. And I agree with you. Thank God they didn't show anything of that wretched sister.
The only thing that kind of left me, I wanted to see a moment where Gabe said, it doesn't matter that she's not here. But instead, he said, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, oh, you're in the same patterns. Great.
I think Gabe maybe could get there one day, but he needs a lot more therapy. And there you can not be completely, but there can be healing in a healthy relationship. And I think he is in a healthy relationship with Isabel. So I have hope for him down the road, but I could see him completely shutting his sister out of his life.
And not to do too much about the tell-all, boy was coming in with some bad takes, like Big Ed bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like bad takes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he also has realized he's got some fame in it.
Well, yeah, because he knows people like them, yeah.
Yeah, but not everyone. The show doesn't like people who really do that.
Again, we'll talk about the tell-all, but it's like they don't want them to be reality stars, but then they want them to act like reality stars on the tell-all. It makes no sense.
I don't know if
it's like the producers encourage it. They want them to have opinions and talk about other people.
Yeah, but there's a middle ground.
Yeah.
And he was way too much.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Save it!
Sorry.
You said sorry. With a T.
Sorry.
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 That's cute. I like it.
So, what did you think about her dress?
At the time, I liked it, and now I'm trying to remember, and it actually seems a little forgettable.
It was very floral. It was kind of forgettable. She looked really... It was very classic.
Yeah?
Yeah. Her bridesmaids' dresses look great. That mom sewed.
I don't remember those.
They're pink.
I was caught up in the moment. I will say... it was just different because they were doing it under the only thing I didn't like about the wedding, I'm going to say this, and it's because people don't think about this in their weddings. Most people don't. The lighting wasn't very good.
No, that was true. I noticed that too.
Lighting is very important at a wedding.
And the weirdest thing is the production didn't even try to light it better.
No, they did not.
There was a scene when they were talking. I was like, holy fuck, this
like
is
they
bad.
They just put a light on top of a camera and that was it.
Yeah.
I just want your wedding to have beautiful romantic lighting.
I need to say this, though, about this wedding. I think it will be a blip on 90 Day Fiancé weddings. It even though it was huge, it's like the first wedding of a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
It did not, and I think it can be different in, it doesn't have to be a spectacle, there were just moments that it didn't get made into a moment for me.
I had it not in the wedding. I had it outside with the parents meeting, the parents talking.
Yeah.
That's where I said I was moved. Not actually at the ceremony.
Yeah.
I think a little bit too, because this is what I hope for this, that, and it's rightly so, you can tell Gabe is not comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
But a lot of trans people are not comfortable.
No, I'm saying he goes by his. You said there.
Oh, okay. But that makes sense why Gabe would feel that way. But I think even in this wedding, I think he, at least seemed to me, he was not only thinking about Monica, but he was kind of in his head in front of all of these people.
And
I think that was hard for
him. It's understandable, but...
I think that's why we didn't feel like we had this moment. Because I don't feel like he was fully... I think he was very happy at the wedding. Just didn't seem like he was fully present in the moment.
What it also felt like to me is that this was a second stage of his coming out instead of a marriage.
Well, it is, yeah.
And...
Which sucks, but it is.
I get that. And because he kept saying, this is so great because people are finally accepting me for who I am. And I can't believe I finally found someone... I understand how that is a part in that. I just wish we saw more of Isabel's thoughts on the same thing, because all of hers were like, oh, I don't care. I found a man who's so different and we can be together.
Yeah.
I guess I thought there was a wide gulf between how the two of them were feeling that day.
It felt a little disconnected.
Yeah.
I agree.
I need to say that I did not mind the saxophone playing the wedding march.
I kind of liked it.
I had never heard that before.
I kind of liked it. I never heard that. I was kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
Maybe like do a little Lisa Simpson riff on that.
It was a tenor saxophone, so it's a little lower.
I don't think any of us really paid attention. Just for the audience that are confused, there's how many different saxophones are there?
There's several. There's
tenor sax.
There's a soprano sax, which is the least common, but that's what Kenny G would play sometimes. Yeah. Yes. There's the alto sax, which is pretty common.
Who plays alto sax? Anyone?
John Tesh? Charlie Parker.
Okay.
And then I think Charlie Parker played alto. And there's tenor sax. That's more the lower
sax. Sax we're used to? Is tenor
no,
sax?
No, alto is probably what we're,
alto,
we're closest.
Alto, okay. Yeah. Like alto sax, is that like...
But we're used to tenor too.
What kind of sax is...
That's alto.
Okay, so that's an alto.
Yeah.
And tenor was this.
No, I think, you know what? I think this was an alto sax. Yeah, it was an alto sax.
I'm upset that you drew me into this conversation and I'm interested. Who gives a shit?
When I write musicals, a lot of times I will write for a clarinet doubling with a saxophone. Usually it's almost always a tenor, so I can get a lot of range. No one gives a shit.
You lost me. I was interested, and then you lost. Is it one question? Is there a baritone or bass sax?
There is. There's a berry sax. It's very low.
Oh wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yeah.
And that's your sax education.
There you go.
You know what I thought was? Can we talk about that moment when Isabel said Monica wasn't there and...
Monica, you're
no, we've done it.
Bitch.
And he's basically, she's like, oh, I noticed that. And he's just not even saying anything. I think he's thinking that he doesn't want to upset her, but he hasn't realized yet that that's not the kind of person Isabel is.
Nope. Yep,
and
yep,
she's
yep,
and
yep,
he's
yep.
gonna have to go out of his comfort zone to make her happy.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But I feel like hopefully he grows with her and he'll be a better person and learn.
Let's hope so.
Because Gabe does not know how to put up boundaries. He just avoids. He's avoidant.
And finally, she just went. She's like, I need to have that conversation with her that it offended me, but it's not going to be today. And she's like, because right now, this is about her opinion of my relationship matters nothing to me, which I loved her saying. That, to me, that was the best part of this wedding.
Yeah.
When she came to that realization.
Isabel's a queen.
Yeah, because she really will. But Isabel and Debbie are the two standouts of this season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the parents said, God is big, and they made things happen.
It's so beautiful.
And God, that big old queen, said, yes, mama.
Yes. I think that Gabe does kind of in the segment say, I feel like I'm finally where I need to be.
They have a long road ahead of them.
They have a long road ahead because I think Gabe's just, I wonder if Isabel thought this like will quell Gabe's anxiety. But Gabe has a lot, again.
Environment doesn't matter.
And that's just not all, but a lot of people that are dealing with trans issues just have higher anxiety because they have to be because it's scary to be trans in this country right
and
now
I would,
and in the world.
And I would agree that issues about being a trans person are at the root,
But there it translates.
There are a lot of other issues.
No, there's other issues. Yeah, but it's like that is a yeah, and then it just bleeds into other issues. You're right, though. They got a long road.
The whole family needs to. What would be, and this is probably not going to be possible for him. What he needs to do is put up a really firm boundary against that sister, and probably not talk to her for a while.
Well, I think he did, meaning a boundary of the Gulf of Mexico. I think now it makes a little more sense. Why we understand why Gabe wanted to just get the fuck out of this country.
It wouldn't be really be the Gulf of Mexico. It would be further down, the Caribbean.
The Gulf in the Caribbean.
The Gulf is here.
You get Mexico. It. Mexico. The water. Well, they're in Florida, and they go across in the Caribbean, and then they're in Colombia. Yeah. Whatever. A bunch of water.
I'm going to get you that Outlast.
Outlast. But don't you agree? Doesn't it make sense why I moved more now that we kind of see this family dynamic? Yeah. He's like, peace out. I want to get away from this shit.
I don't think this family is going to... I think he's trying to run. I don't think they're going to listen. And I think this is going to be... It'll just be done through phone calls.
I predict that he'll end up just not having a relationship with his sister.
Let's hope so. That sounds awful, but...
But she just seems really... cruel and self-involved.
Yeah.
Of course, she's going to blame it on the edit. Blame it on the edit.
Nicole and Miss Mood.
Miss Mood, if you're nasty. 5 months she's been in Egypt, y'all. 5 minutos. That's not months. That's minutes. But I don't know how to say months.
Meses.
Hey, Siri, how do you say month in Spanish? What does it say?
Spanish, month is.
Mes.
Oh, M-M-E.
M-E-S.
Oh, maze.
Maze.
Not meses. That's
again, no one cares. I don't know maze.
Yeah, okay.
But you were close.
Doesn't matter. So he's decided Miss Mood's going to put on her trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
And come to America.
Yes.
And she's like, are you ready to move? And he says, I'm worried about finding jobs, friends, and a mosque. What do you think of this quick turn? Do you give a reason for it? Or do you think it was in the edit that we just didn't see it earlier?
Well, he did say it 2 episodes ago. He said, I'm willing. He had that turn of she sacrificed.
1 episode ago, because they weren't on 1 week.
Yeah, that's what I meant. What I meant 2 episodes back. He did say last episode, like, she has done a lot. And he says that remember he went and talked to his brother. So it made sense to me because he had said, she's done a lot for me. And if I need to make this work, I need to do this. So it didn't feel quick to me.
Well, I'm just saying the idea of him coming to the U.S. was never even really addressed.
Until...
really late.
2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. Maybe they addressed it before.
That's what I'm asking about. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times that is the linchpin of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And we just assumed he was never...
We assumed at first he didn't want to come.
So it tells me, were the stakes artificially inflated here? I think they still have a shitty relationship. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. Anyway, so...
Yeah, possibly.
So they're having like a little lunch or something, and they're talking about clothing once they get to the U.S. And Nicole's like, maybe you'll be a little less like a dictator. Maybe a short arm to the elbow.
Summer, yeah. Summer, I'd wear something right here.
And it's almost like if you're trying to get someone to... She infuriates me with the way she does, and she has her face like this, and she says the shittiest things.
She literally is like putting a live mouse in front of a cat to see if the cat pounce.
And that's why I'm still convinced. I think she did this to make him look foolish.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have another further thing there, too.
Ooh!
She's the person who I absolutely loathe this season. Because I feel like her motives were not true. I think her motives were both financial
mm-hmm.
and to humiliate her husband, who she says she loves.
More than Danielle?
Ugh. Don't ask me to choose. Don't ask me
no,
to choose.
No, you said it. She's the person I loathe the most. If you're going to have
But you know
an,
what?
No, if you're going to have an opinion, have the opinion.
It's fun to loathe Danielle. It's not fun to loathe Nicole. If that makes sense.
No, for you. We've talked about this. I enjoy seeing her stare in the distance and just kind of go into her safe space. It makes me laugh.
I think
because I think it makes me laugh because I don't feel sorry for her at all.
I think it's all practiced, and she knows the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's hyper aware.
Oh, for sure.
And so this idea, and Mahmood says, "Well, I don't think I would get very mad if I saw your wife's muscles." And
I don't want someone seeing my wife's muscles.
And then she said, "Is there maybe you can address your own anger at that?" Which is, he's like, I guess I could try.
And I wrote, it's not his own anger. So it's that is what's ridiculous is that, again, everything he believes because of his religion, she, again, still acts like that's his personal choice of values.
And what? And
again,
what,
I say choice because, y'all, he doesn't have a choice of his values. Look where he is.
Yeah.
Look where his family, like this.
You can't. And for him, and there are people, there are definitely people who practice, Muslims who practice Islam, who are less conservative than this.
Who have more choice. But I'm just saying in his family and his community,
the way he was raised,
there is not a choice in this.
Yes. And I think, and that's what we're going to talk about, a tell-all later, and I'm going to get into it, but that's what no one really gets.
Especially Nicole.
I know. And we're going to talk about that moment where Nicole's talking to Gabe, and she's like, will you say that to him? I went.
Save it. You just want to talk about the tell-all, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So, then she said, and this is when I went, oh, I see you. And Nicole's like, Mahmood says, I hate when you leave on a plane. And Nicole's like, well, I hate when you leave and you have your little chats. And I went, oh, say that again.
I said, huh?
Hey, say about how?
Huh?
You know, when you're talking to girls in other countries, what?
What?
I wrote down.
Baking powder, please.
What?
So. Things like, and the way she said it, did you just watch her face? Chilling.
It was, this is where, I mean, I saw both parts of it, but this is where it was so, she really wanted to put him on blast, and you can tell.
Chilling.
Yeah.
And she just went.
I think she showed her hand this episode.
I say she showed that the whole season.
But I mean, she really, like, she showed. She really just, it was so deceptive.
I've said this since episode 3. This
I don't remember that.
What?
You did? He did. You know what I wrote in my notes? Poodle was right. Is that what you want to hear?
Yes!
That's what I wrote.
No, you know what it is? It's not that. It's just that.
But it was so obvious.
It was just like.
Sorry, Bob the Builder is in Poodle's hallway.
Someone is slamming the door of a dungeon.
We would know what that sounds like.
So,
it was so obvious.
She says, you mean questions like, and there was even a slight smile, if you want.
She looked like Cersei Lannister.
And she went, so how old are you? What are you doing? Did you make it to your hotel last night? And he's like, you could tell. It's like, why don't you go through my phone? And her face changes. And he's like, well, it was really about work. And then she was ready for that excuse. And she says, well, I looked at his phone in a fit of just, I knew I shouldn't have done it. But it was chats from a girl in China and she was trying to sell him TVs. But actually, he was just finding a little too much about her. So what she's doing is tamping down expectations, but sowing doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It was riveting. I went, I knew that was who you were. I just screamed out, I knew it, when she did it. So
it was pretty, It's like she, like to me, it almost felt like someone who can completely disassociate and a little bit sociopathic.
I'm telling you,
because she went into that, and then she switches to, "I love you, I love you so much," and you go like,
and
it's just so, and he flip flops where he'll say, "I love you," and then he gets so angry. But his is more of his complete just he's a child.
Yeah,
it's not that for her.
He is way, way outmatched here.
Oh.
And
she'll eat him alive.
This was the first pussy he's ever had.
Yeah.
And for someone like him, that's what he fell in love with. I assume there's just a little bob down there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just lift the curtains.
Not a wig. Not a wig.
And then she's like, "Well, as long as you admit that you crossed the line and this is your one warning." So y'all, to quote Seinfeld, she's got hand now. She's got all the hand she ever needs.
I don't know what that means.
She's like, he's like upper hand. I got the hand. I've got hand. And then he breaks up with the woman and she's like, "No, you can't break up with me. I have hand." And she goes, "And you're gonna need it."
Oh, I do remember that. Isn't it Terry?
No, it's
not
some,
Terry Bibb, not Terry Cox.
It's a random woman who was the piano player.
Oh, well, I remember that line, and you're going to need it. That's a good line.
So he says, "I will try to change my mind about the way I feel about your clothes, but I don't know if I can change who I am." And she's like, okay, I can do that. And then
But you can't do that.
And then he's like, "I'm so lucky to have you, honey bunny." And she's like, "No, I'm the luckiest. No, I'm the luckiest. No, you hang up first. No, you hang up first. I'm the luckiest."
I will say,
I'm the luckiest.
I think they're both perfect for each other.
To destroy one another.
No, I honestly think both of them are not good people.
I agree with you. I think he's young and he probably could have been okay. Had he not met her.
Oh, this will ruin
him. He would have had a simple life with a simple girl.
I don't think he wanted it. I think he has an ego too.
Okay. I could see it.
Maybe we don't see it as clear, but I think they both, yeah, they both have strong egos.
We'll be back in just a moment with Jen and Rishi.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike.
Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
If there's an Urban Dictionary that was an actual book, and you turned to a page and you said, show me someone who doesn't get it, that would be Rishi.
Urban Dictionary is usually something that's dirty, though.
It is? I thought it's just an Urban Dictionary is only dirty stuff? I thought it was like
urban, or not dirty, but just like doesn't get
like
it.
Like popular, like, you
but
know.
But doesn't get it is a phrase that most people know.
But I meant like, because this is a pop culture show.
Ooh, okay.
So Urban Dictionary is just dirty stuff?
No, it's more than that. But I think the...
Else would be in an Urban
Dictionary?
Let me clarify.
The phrase doesn't get it is pretty well understood.
Well, I meant because it's on 90 Day Fiancé, because of this show. But...
No, I'm sorry. I can't allow that. that was dumb.
Wow.
I'll lead off next time.
Wow. You need to get fucked. But, I mean, I know a lot of people are upset about Jen. We normally don't talk about, I haven't even, apparently there's a video she put out about his family.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Did you watch it? I didn't watch
it. Well, she talked about his family saying things they want a light-skinned, and I think a lot of people took issue with what he said, that we were thinking that it was okay that his family wanted that, and we were saying that is culturally something that a lot of Indian people do, and a lot of people think we were saying that it's good. I had two responses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not, I don't think, what we meant at all. I think there's a difference of the word normal versus good. That is normal
for a lot of Indian culture.
For a lot of Indian
and
culture.
I think someone was upset that we didn't condemn it. And I was just like, okay, sure. I condemn colorism in Indian culture.
I mean,
I think that's pretty obvious by the way we've talked.
I kind of feel
maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I don't feel like as a white American man, I have I don't know if I can. I don't know the culture well enough, you know. But I mean, yeah, we're not for colorism at all. But also, that's just they're just gonna have. Oh, my brother's calling me. It's his birthday. I'll call him later. They're just gonna, it's shitty. It's fucking shitty. And that's the way it is for a lot of people.
Yeah, I would love to know if there's sissy listeners who were American, who married Indian men who were living in India. How did you beat the Indian parents loophole?
Boy.
How did you beat
it? We don't know
it?
One. I've never, we.
Yeah. I want to know if there's a way, because it seems like they're pretty enmeshed with their families, mm-hmm. especially Indian men who live in India.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems this is the second situation we've had on 90 Day Fiancé. And it seems that it's too wide of a bridge to cross culturally.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans will never fully understand how ingrained this is. And we're only coming at it from our perspective.
So I'm glad you brought that, because I thought we made that clear, but you never know. You say things and
I got,
yeah, we're not saying that colorism is good, y'all.
I got three different responses. About
wow. Then we weren't
we
clear. So I guess.
Yeah.
So no, yeah. I'm glad that we are. Reality gaze is against, we will take a stance that we are not for colorism.
What we were trying to do is come at it from not condemning that. And I'm thinking it's just a part of sometimes culture, and that mm-hmm. they said that we didn't say it was bad.
And I guess Jen was getting some flack from that
she
video,
was.
Too. Why was she getting flack for that?
Because she made another David Hasselhoff cheeseburger video. fucking, she'll never learn.
Randy put her up to it, I bet.
I guarantee you she'd had a couple Kim Crawfords before she did it.
Good for her. Good for her.
So I just want to say, I don't care what you think about Jen and Rishi. This storyline was fucking compelling.
Oh, it was great. Even this goodbye was great.
It was a roller coaster.
I loved it.
Me too.
I mean, I feel bad for them. You know what? It was just nice to see. Yes, Jen can have some problems, but I don't think Jen, like, unlike Nicole, I don't think Jen was out in this. Well, she'll probably prove me wrong in the tell-all. We haven't gotten a lot of her in the tell-all yet, but is not in this to, like, be famous and be
absolutely
on TV.
Not.
I really feel like Jen and Rishi both really loved one another and this really had their hearts in the right place.
She went into the show authentically, definitely.
I think so, too.
More than almost anybody on the show, I think.
Yeah, except for Debbie.
It's true.
Who must be protected
at all costs.
All costs.
So, Rishi's going to the temple the day after the breakup, and he's like, I don't accept it. And this is the thing. He doesn't accept it because the love he has for her is still there. So there's the disjunction. So of course he doesn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't accept the idea that she's not really breaking up with him for a reason.
A reason.
He technically didn't do anything to wrong her horribly. What she's doing is cutting her losses. She's being efficient about that. And it's such a different value system than he can have.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't understand it.
Mm-mm,
so when you say
true.
He doesn't get it, of course he doesn't.
Yeah.
It is not, he can't even put himself in the same place.
It's almost like he's in this still romanticized way about this, and Jen is not looking at this
yeah.
way at all.
Because she's older. And she knows that it's not enough. He still thinks
she's had her heart broken a few more times, too.
Oh, I guarantee you, this is like time number 6.
Well, how many has Randy bitched about?
y'all, finally Nitesh, the astrologer, comes in and tells him about all this. And he's like, even Nitesh went, whew. He said that in Hindi? She said that in Hindi and like your auntie heard it? Fuck.
Fuck.
Like, even he had a visceral response.
He's like, God
which
damn.
Is why, y'all, if you remember Rishi clawing the skin off his face.
Yeah.
In that picture.
Do you think Nitesh is a good astrologer?
I don't know.
What kind of astrologer says, yeah, I didn't want to tell you, but the stars said it wasn't going to work out.
Because I'm your friend, too.
I feel like...
I think the moral of this story is hire an astrologer who's not also your friend.
That part. That part. Right there.
I will also say that...
Channy is not my friend. She reads me for filth.
A friend would level with you. At the same time, though... I don't know if it was a good friend of his, I don't know if I'd have the heart to say, this is never going to work out for you. You have to be super brave to do that.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like an astrologer ethical code. Do they like take a code before?
I don't think there's anything written down.
It's written in the stars. Is
yes.
that coming back? The show on Bravo?
It was on Amazon.
Amazon.
That was a terrible show.
I wanted it to be so much better. I still follow the Queer Cosmos guy, and he's so
too.
Funny.
I think she thought that was going to be her big break.
He's got a big dick, right?
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, right?
It's
yeah.
not huge, but it's nice.
Nice.
So.
Something else is written in my star, written in my ass.
I don't understand that. So Rishi says, you know what? I don't care. I believe in love more than astrology, and I'll fight for us. And I'm thinking, none of this matters.
Even when he said that at the end, and I went, how? How will you actually fight for us?
Well,
because it's not Jen you need to do the fighting with.
Well, the thing is, these are two people who had two things against them. Culture and age. And you're just saying that's an age was the lesser of the two in an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
But those are two big matzo balls. that are hanging out there.
That's true.
And, but I think if you're, I don't understand how optimistic he is. But I will say this. He's, I guess, maybe he's so in love that it makes him crazy. And so I don't know if I can fault that. That's the thing. I want to be super realistic with him.
That's when you talk about fault. You know, a lot of these relationships, there's fault to be had and to give. I don't know if either of them were at fault per se. Yes, there was he lied to her. He withheld
and
information.
And Jen could have Googled.
And when I look at this and kind of take an and step back, I feel like they both did the best they knew how to do in the situation. It was not great.
It's why this is compelling, because there's no loophole.
A part of me still wishes, I know it won't ever happen, but there's that part of you when they said goodbye, you just wish it could be easier for him.
Yeah, and he's never going to leave his family.
God, he's a pretty crier.
He's
never going to leave.
Jen's never going to accept any less now. Now that she's blurted out.
Which is good.
Yeah. Because that was how she was able to do that. Jen was accepting less. She kept devaluing herself and accepting less.
Yes.
And then finally, because he would have kept her going. I think he would have kept her going like a couple years.
Oh.
Yeah.
It would have been y'all, we've seen how long Submit drove Jenny out.
And you know what? Side pieces succeed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
they're
going to
be on Happily Ever After next season, y'all, with the same problems they've had for the first five seasons of Happily Ever After.
I think Jen got the good part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say one last thing, because Jen is meeting him because she's leaving. And
Jenny clucked so Chris could cross the road.
Jen.
Oh, yeah, clucked. So Jen could cross the road.
So almost.
Almost.
So she says, Rishi's in her gift for understatement. Rishi's not taking the breakup well. You mean he's basically not eating?
Yeah.
And then she's like, right now I'm in survival mode. And Jen says, where do you feel like we stand? And Rishi says, it's hard to accept. And this is what I'm saying. There was nothing really done to end things, mm-hmm. except for her saying, we're broken up. And there was no reason that she could even give him.
Yeah.
And
that it just is. It has to be that way.
His eyes, y'all, his eyes are red from having even crying.
Yeah, he looked rough.
And then she says, I need you to let me go.
It was really beautiful. Like, I was emotional watching it.
I'm emotional talking about it. And Rishi says, if you want this, I'm about to cry now. If you want this, I can do this for you. You have a beautiful heart, and that's why I fell in love with you. I have a lump in my throat.
Who would star in this Hollywood movie?
Well, I already said this is the shitty Hallmark version of The English Patient, which we had to explain. this would be, this, let's see, this would be, it needs to be a younger Naveen Andrews, and maybe, what's his name, who was on, The Big Bang Theory, although I don't know if he could pull it off.
No.
But
the guy on Heroes, I forget, he's too young. What was his name?
That's Naveen Andrews.
Oh, that's Naveen Andrews?
And I said he's too old.
Oh, he's
old
too old.
Now.
That, yeah.
Yes, that is probably Naveen Andrews.
God, he was hot. That's Naveen Andrews?
I feel like we just go round and round. When I say someone, you're like, but what about this person?
I didn't know that was his name. I just knew him for the guy from Hero. Current references
so
only, Heroes.
You could have said, who's that? Instead of just letting me say it.
I just thought it was somebody I didn't know. Turns out I did. Turns out I did.
And maybe, who would play Jen? Diane Lane?
Although she's older now, too. She might be...
Not Diane Lane. That's an older actress.
I think like somebody Diane... around... Not Laura Dern, but somebody around Laura Dern's age.
Laura Dern's in her 60s, sweetie.
How old's Jen?
You know what? Laura Dern's probably in her 50s. Jen's 46.
Sissies, come at us. Who should play them in a movie? Because it was that dramatic. That's why I talk about it from a movie perspective. Oh, no. Now you're thinking of it. Who are you going to say?
Diane Lane, but a little bit younger.
She's only 58.
She looks good.
She looks good.
But a couple years ago.
Yes, when she's in her 40s. Yeah. Come at us, sissies. Because this was a movie I would watch. Just insert soaring music.
Anyway, Jen says, and then Jen says, I don't regret the relationship. I think both of them, Rishi not as much, but she's, even though she's done ridiculous things, she's got a sense of realism about her.
It takes time for it to kick in.
Yeah.
But.
And Rishi says, I feel empty, but I'm going to fight for love.
Fight for love. She's got that Stillwell practicality.
I don't think that's a thing.
Probably gets it from her brethren over in Greasy.
Chris and Jamie.
Chris,
boy,
Jamie.
Could this have ended worse?
Honestly, for female-female drama, yes. It could have gotten...
a fist fight and a beer bottle upside the head.
Yep, there you go. That's literally what I was about to say, because I've seen it happen. I know you have to, but,
woo,
y'all, Jamie got a gift.
I agree.
Jamie got out so, she thinks that she got out so horribly bad, she's going to walk away from this in years from now going, God, I dodged a huge bullet.
I hope they've gotten a divorce by now.
I hope so.
So, y'all... Chris walks off, and Jamie basically says, she mentioned the fact that I raised my voice as the reason why she just left, but there would have been another reason for her to leave.
True.
And finally, she sees through it.
Yeah.
This kind of behavior. And Chris is like, my son got arrested, and that's why. And
for drugs, she said.
And then Tom's car rolled over three times, and then his son was sick. It goes right into that. And then he had to have eye surgery. I can still laugh at Ronnie doing that monologue. So
just stupid.
There's always another excuse for Chris.
Always. Always. Always.
Yeah. And it's been, and again, it's been rumored the whole time there was opioid addiction or something, the whole time. And her behavior completely was pretty much a classic example of that.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to be addressed in the tell-all. I don't know how it would be.
No, but since, you know, we read off her aliases last week.
Remember that?
Some sissies said they looked up and those, some of them were dealing with substance things. So it's just... I bring that up. I want people to make sure that I'm not, when I bring that up because, and I don't want to point it out like to say that's why if she's a loser, she can't get her shit together. Well,
we're trying to come up with explanation.
We're trying to come up because none of it, everything she says doesn't make sense.
Right.
And so
addicts' behaviors don't make sense.
And I think we do that because if y'all think we're trying to make sense of this,
Jamie's
Jamie is
lost.
Spinning all the time trying to think about, we don't love Chris. So my heart goes out to Jamie, who, yes, is a drama queen, but in the same way, she's so confused. Again, as she said, she was supposed to be gone for 2 weeks, and she was gone for 5 months.
Later on, they walk back, and Jamie says, are you ready to listen to me? And Chris is like, no, you were the one who talked over me and blah, blah, blah. And then Chris goes on and on about the rent again. About
how much was the rent supposed to be? She's like, $400. She said, and it was $550. And she's basically telling her, she never got over that. She's still upset about that.
If they're nickel and diming that, if that's what they're talking about rent, if it's $150 difference, and with all the flights and all the building of the apartment and supporting Jamie, and then the idea we heard that she's not even paying rent anymore, that Jamie says. There were so many things that aren't being addressed. I think Chris is going to get hell on this tell-all.
Sean Robinson better come for her.
Yeah.
Because we better get her pinned to the wall and ask her, did you tell Jamie to quit her job? She's never answered that question.
Yeah. Well, I think Chris is going to bring up, we already see her on the preview, Chris is bringing up people who Jamie talked to, other women. So it's misdirection,
and
sadly.
I think that probably did happen because Jamie...
can't be alone.
She can't be alone. It reminds me a bit of like, y'all, it was a good episode of Classless last week that we watched with Fernanda. Or no, will air... We did the watch along. It'll air this week or next
week. It's airing this week. This past week. Watch along. Which week?
The one where Fernanda...
Oh, it'll air next week.
Next, where Fernanda basically and Jonathan, and she was like, how could you leave me? I can't. It was so dramatic. It was dark.
Yeah. Actually, it'll probably air in 2 weeks. Sorry.
Y'all, we're trying our best.
We program stuff so...
We need a little intern named Susie. And every time we need to know, we say, Susie, what day? And she comes in with her calendar and just tells us what day.
Can it be a hot guy who has a name like Mark, but we just call him Susie?
No, it's going to be a Susie. So that way she'll stick around and we don't get sued.
What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Dance for me, straighty.
Wow.
Dance while I throw cans of beans at your feet.
Gross. Gross.
Anyway, y'all, this ends with...
I have a question because I was confused. What did Jamie say that Chris just went, I'm done with the bullshit, and got up again? What was said?
I don't know. It was that she was a liar. Her promises were empty, blah, blah,
so
blah.
So the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
The truth.
And then she says, find someone else to pay your fucking bills. She leaves. And y'all, then there's... pushing, there's physical violence, which I...
On Chris's end. Yeah. Jamie tries to get in the van, and Chris pushes her out of the van.
Which I assume is always looming for them.
Yeah.
Physical violence is... partner physical violence is very common in lesbian relationships, especially
and
with
in substance
abuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lesbians have a higher rate of alcoholism.
Yep.
The gay men do the meth. Don't worry, they've got their problems too.
Yeah.
Thing is though, when you're on meth, you don't fight a lot. You just get fucked by...
you just want to fuck a
20
lot.
20 guys, and you can't feel it. Great.
The fighting happens later. The fighting happens cruelly with erasing someone's copy of Desperate Housewives.
Current references only.
Or washing their linen coat. Anyway, that's the show. It said dry clean only. Oops, did I do that? I'm the only one who does the laundry. If I didn't do it, it wouldn't get done. Maybe I've had a few of those. Sorry I used all your skin cream.
Stop it.
It was $200 a 10.
Stop it. Stop it. Just get to the show.
Y'all,
oh, that was like follow
us
COVID.
Follow us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. Follow us on the TikTok at Reality Gaze.
You threw in a red towel just
and
to be a bitch, did
I
you?
I did. A new one. A new red towel. And it's not going to be good pink that all your clothes are. It's striped, splotchy.
A I'm too tired. Just making me punch drunk.
Y'all, we call these people. Go ahead.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love? And I just snorted love in all the wrong places.
Yeah. And if you want to really get even, you'll erase all their DVR recordings. And especially the shows that are coming up without them knowing. And call us.
You're evil.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.